pirate one day was back from the sea and he's walking down the street of his old home village. He was seen by an old buddy who says, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. What happened? You look terrible." He says, "What do you mean? I feel just fine." And his old buddy says, "Well, what about that wooden leg? You didn't have that before." And he says, "Well, we were in a battle at high seas, and I got hit by a cannonball. But now I'm fine. They gave me a new peg leg here, and I'm doing just fine. Thank you." And his old buddy said, "Well, okay, but what about that hook?" And he said, "Well, what happened to your hand?" And he said, "Well, in another battle, we boarded a ship, and I got in a sword fight, and my hand got cut off." And he said, "I got fitted for a hook, and now I'm just fine." And he says, "Well, okay, that's fine and well, but what about that eye patch you got over your eye?" He says, "Oh, well, one day we were on the high seas, and it was terribly windy, and a speck of dust blew into my eye." And his old buddy said, "You're kidding. You lost an eye because of a speck of dust?" He said, "Yeah, that's right, matey, but I'd only had this hook a couple of days." And then there was another one about the lady. She walked into the kitchen to find her husband stalking around with a fly swatter. How many of you have ever done that, guys? And she said, "What are you doing?" "I thought it was quite obvious. You're walking around with a fly swatter." And he says, "I'm hunting flies." And she said, "Oh, did you kill any?" He said, "Yep, 3 males and 2 females. And she looked at him and she says, "Huh?" She says, "How can you tell them apart?" He said, "Well, 3 were on the TV remote and 2 were on the phone." And then there's a final one here. One morning a wife woke up to find her husband is missing from the bed. And so she went out looking for him, see where he was. And he was sitting at the kitchen table just sobbing away. And she said, "Well, what's the problem?" He said, "Well, I just recall that when your father decided we should be married, he told me I had 2 choices, either marriage or 10 years in jail." And she said, "Yes, but those were wonderful years, haven't they? And so what's the problem?" And he responded, "Well, last night I just realized 10 years would have been up."